when you were still back in Connecticut and married, and before your husband, particularly before he was drinking so much, how would you make family decisions about the children, about purchases, those sorts of things?
I had to do it all. That's the way it was in my family, too. My father left everything to my mother.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I think I had to just decide everything. Whatever I said was what he, mm-hmm. what we do.
And how about things like, did you move ever after, once you got in your own place? Did you make any?
Yes, we moved a few times because I don't remember why. I guess when we wanted a little more mm-hmm. room, we had to move.
And how would those decisions be made?
Oh, I'd decide that, and I'd go and find a place. Mm-hmm. Well, when I'd tell him when we were going to move, and he'd say, take the kids and get out, and I'll move us. When you come back, we'll be all moved. That's one thing he did. He did all the moving. He wouldn't let me be around even.
It sounds like you were very accustomed, even before the heavy drinking and his leaving, to handling situations and taking care of the family.
Yeah, all the money and everything.
You handled all the money too then.
When he left, when I was left alone, at least that was one advantage. I went on just the way I did,
mm-hmm.
except that, you know, I had to work myself
mm-hmm.
to get my own money.
Now, once you came to California, and you then went out to Waukee, tell me about going out there to look for the job.
That was kind of weird. I went out there and it took 3 days to apply for a job out there. Yeah.
How did that work?
Oh, it's so crowded. It was always waiting in line and everything. First you made an application, and I guess you just told if you had any qualifications or, you know, whatever, probably. And then... Oh, this was waiting in one line and another line, you know, and all those. I don't remember how all that went, but I know it. You had to come back the next day. It took so long. And then they gave you a test, a sort of an aptitude test. And my test came out that, I don't know, I wasn't handy with tools. Didn't come out anything like that. I don't know what it was. I guess I was didn't know anything. I was good at math and everything like that, but I wasn't with any good with tools. So what the job they gave me was a riveter.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what that test was about, but anyway, that's what they gave me to do. And,
now, when you went out there, we're thinking of applying. What was your notion? Did you have any idea about what that kind of work would be like?
No, I didn't have much idea what it would be like. But my sister-in-law worked there, and everybody, you know, she said, you can get a job. Everybody. They hire anybody that comes along.
Mm-hmm.
So you can. There's no worry about getting a job. So that's as far as I thought.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm going to get a job, and with a job comes a paycheck.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the essential. And so that's what I did, and I got that job. And then I moved out of the... We finally, Mary finally found us a place to live, a duplex, one bedroom, four kids, one grown-up, one bedroom. But if people were living in their cars, we were lucky
mm-hmm.
to get it. And... I told this lady on the other side of the house didn't own it, but she did the renting,
mm-hmm.
and I told her I had two children, I think. Yeah, two. I was desperate. Oh, it was horrible. Nobody wanted kids and everything. So I told her I had two children, and my oldest daughter went over to stay with my sister, the one that I thought I was going to stay with. You know, and stay with her for a few days. And whatever I did, I sneaked the other kids in, and gradually they all managed to move in with me.
And
that was just 2 weeks. That was the 14th. 14th of February, we got that place, just 2 weeks.
Exactly.
That was a miracle, because people were so hard-pressed for a place to live.
Now, what were the ages of your children at that point?
Grace was about, I think she was 12. 7, I guess, Kathy, 7, and Bill was 3, 4, Bill was 4.
Now,
yeah,
when,
she was 7
you,
and 4.
When you, once you moved out of your sister-in-law's house and you were going to go to work, what was your thoughts about how to handle child care?
Well, I just thought, same story, I didn't think. But I just knew that I had to go to work, they had to eat, we had to do this, so something had to happen. So what happened was I got a job at night, didn't I? I went to work at midnight, and they were all in bed when I left, and I got home in time to send them to school in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how we did most of the time until, how long did I work there? 4 years, I guess, until 1945.
But now the youngest would not be in school yet.
Yeah, he was going to school. He was going to kindergarten.
Oh.
Or, did he go to kindergarten or daycare or something? Anyway, when he went to kindergarten, I think he was, because they took them younger. You know, women had to work, so they had to take them. I think it was a kindergarten. Yeah, because I think he went 2 years to kindergarten.
Oh.
And then,
there
was a daycare, extended care or something after school.
Mm-hmm.
And he could stay there.
Mm-hmm.
So that took care of him. And then we lived on the corner of this street, and right through an alley, and here was the playground.
Oh.
Which was another serendipity. And so they grew up in the playground.
Well, tell me about going to work, and you said there were 3 days of testing.
Yeah, filling out different applications, and for this and that and the other, and you know, there was, you had to fill out a big long thing for insurance, for instance, and then there was another thing that they had all these clubs and entertainment things, big long list of things if you wanted to join any of them. And everything was a separate list and a separate line to wait in, you know, so that made it so much longer.
And was this out at Burbank itself that you went?
It was
in the employment office.
It was in Burbank. It was on the corner of Empire and Empire Boulevard. It was the big number one Mahi plant.
And
I think it was number one that was called.
And all the processing was done right there for the interviews and everything.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes.
What do you recall? What these aptitude tests were like? Did you actually use?
I don't know. No, I don't remember what that was like. I don't remember nothing in the least.
Mm-hmm.
But I know that's what we took.
Yeah.
I imagine there was some fitting things, circles into squares or whatever they do. I suppose there was that.
And you did not feel that you were mechanically...
No, and that test didn't show that either. The test showed that I was not mechanical in any way. So naturally, I got to see what they wanted was riveters, and what they wanted with all this testing and blah 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 was to make work, you know, for other people. I never could understand the whole business was also I think it was as bad or worse than the Washington D.C.
in terms of bureaucracy.
Yeah.
What were your own expectations in terms of how much pay you would get, what the job would be like before you started?
How
your life would be with that kind of work?
Yeah, I don't know. My life never changed. It was always the same. I never thought of anything.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't think much about that. My next, well, like every time I got paid, the first thing I did was take out the money for my car fare to get back to work. That was the important thing. If we had any left, all right, pay the rent. No, that was the first thing, to save money to get back to work. So that was, you know, that was the only thing I thought about, was I'm going to get back and get to work, get another paycheck. And it was, Well, you know, one thing that was maddening about that was other people were working there. It'd be a woman, let's say a woman that I worked with. Well, her husband probably worked there too, and her daughter and her son and her uncle and everybody. And they were making all this money because everybody was making money. Same thing with me. I never made any money. I never had any money. Lots of times we didn't have enough to eat because I was the only one working for five of us. Mm-hmm. And everybody else, they were buying apartment houses and buying motels and everything.
And you were just surviving.
Yeah.
Did you request the night shift?
Yes, because I thought that would work out better. It did. It worked out fine.
Tell me, after you found out that you were hired, how did you prepare for your first day of work in terms of tools and clothing?
I didn't have to have anything, or even I had to wear slacks and you had to wear something on your head, cover your, a bandana or something, cover your hair.
And did you have slacks?
Pardon me?
Did you have slacks? Did you have to go buy them?
I didn't have them. I had to go buy them. I bought them in the Goodwill. I bought a pair of, they weren't white. I think they were some, maybe light blue or something, and were faded out. And they cost 50 cents. It was my uniform. And for a long time, I don't know how long, but, some days or something. Well, I suppose till I got paid. They were all I had. Mm-hmm. So I had to keep washing them. And they didn't dry quick like things do now either. See, we didn't have any conveniences.
What was that the first time that you had worn slacks, or did you wear?
I had them before from time to time. When I was growing up, when I was a teenager, there was a time when we wore slacks for a while, and then even after I was married, I had slacks one time, but they weren't, common. They weren't like everybody didn't wear them the way they do now.
Mm-hmm. But when you went, for instance, to Goodwill, were you able to find women's socks, or were they men's pants that you bought?
No, they were women's. I guess I don't know. I guess they were women's pants. A woman wore them. No, they were white. It's white. They were sort of heavy,
like a
denim, duck, like white duck.
Yeah.
It sounds like
you were work clothes.
Yeah.
Yeah. What? How long after that 3 days of testing did you actually start work then?
Well, I guess I think I went right away the next day probably. Mm-hmm. I don't remember any interval there.
So, and you knew you were going in as a riveter.
Yeah.
Did you? How much pay were you told you would get?
I think I remember at the time. I think I used to bring home about $34 a week.
You're in the very beginning there.
Yes.
And what about, were you told anything about the union?
About what?
About the union?
Oh, yeah, they wanted us to join. I did join a union because my father always belonged to a union, and, I was used to that all my life. Mm-hmm. Couldn't buy anything that didn't have a union label on it. Mm-hmm. So I joined the union.
Tell me what you can recall about your first day at work, going in, how all that went.
Gee, I don't remember it, really. It was very bewildering. Walk into that plant, it was huge, and they were building the B-17, which was very big.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if it would be a big plane now, but at that time it was big. And it was a lot of confusion. It looked like a lot of confusion, everybody running around. But after I worked there, I could see what everybody was doing. It wasn't really confusing.
Mm-hmm. Now, how were you actually given your assignment and told what to do? Do you recall that?
They had somebody. I know they had somebody teach us. Well, I don't remember whether that was taught in a separate place, where you would be trained, or whether it was right on the job. I don't suppose it couldn't have been on the job training, because those airplanes cost a lot of money. They couldn't risk them. I don't remember how we learned. But I know that we, I was taught how to use the rivet gun and everything.
How did that feel to you using that river gun? Because that was quite different than any.
Yeah, that was before. Yeah, it was much quite completely different from anything I'd ever done. Well, I just hoped I could do it right and handle it, and I guess I did, because I did that for quite a while, and I was all right. I got raises every once in a while. Yeah, I'm talking about the raises they want now. We used to get a nickel an hour. So I guess I did all right. I didn't have anybody complaining.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you recall, how would you go, because you said later that out of your paycheck you would take out your transportation that very first day. How did you arrange transportation and
childcare
and all that, as you were beginning?
I must have got that. I must have borrowed some money from my sister-in-law. Mm. I would think, maybe my sister. You know, that would be the only way I could get mm-hmm. any money to work with.
And then how did you get to work?
On the bus. There were special buses that they ran to Lockheed.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the fare was, I think they gave a break on the fare, too. I don't remember, but it seemed to me, you know, it was a special price also. But the bus ran from downtown, I guess, someplace. But I got it at Avenue 26 over here.
Oh, so you were living in the Highland Park area?
Yes.
Then?
Yeah, well, it was the...
Eagle.
It wasn't quite Highland Park. It's Cypress, it's called. It's just south of Highland Park, the Cypress area.
Mm-hmm.
And I got the bus right there. And I had to walk quite a ways to get to the bus, but we went to work at 11 o'clock at night. I walked to the bus at 11 o'clock at night all by myself, and it was nothing, you know, not scary or anything,
mm-hmm.
the way it is now. You know? Well, now I don't ever go out after dark at all.
Mm-hmm.
But I even now, even for young people, I think it's pretty scary at night.
Now, when you first started there that first day, what had you arranged about the children? You were going to be going at midnight and coming back.
Oh, well, see, I was still with my sister-in-law for about a week.
Oh, I see.
The first week, I was still with her.
And so she...
So she went in the afternoon, like 3 o'clock or something. I don't know, I forget at that hour. And then... I went at midnight, both kids, mine and hers, were in bed
mm-hmm.
asleep when I left, and then she came home in the middle of the night, and she was there in the morning. Well, I was home in the morning trying to get them to school.
Mm-hmm. And then when you moved into your own place, had you already, by the time, made arrangements for... The kindergarten and
aftercare,
all that.
Yeah, well, he was going. The day after we got here, they all went. It was Sunday, I think. We got here the next day. They all went to school.
Oh.
We lived right near. My sister-in-law lived right near junior high, and then the elementary school was a little way beyond that. So they all went to school right away. They didn't miss anything.
Mm-hmm. I